Tlingit Haida Tribal Business Corporation is owned by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. The council lists more than 30,000 tribal members in Southeast, the rest of Alaska, and around the world. Business Corporation subsidiary Kira announced the Guantanamo contract April 12th. It will manage maintenance services, port operations, and waterfront administration for the base. The corporation announced a similar $44 million contract about a week earlier for the Marine Corps Air Base in South Carolina. The contracts are among more than a dozen providing military and other government support services from Florida to Alaska. Corporation CEO Richard Reinhart says it continues to seek more work.
I look at it as it's like long lining. We have all these lines out with lots of hooks. And we're out there fishing, and by having more lines in the water, we're hopeful to bring more home.
Reinhart and others discussed the business corporation's progress at the Central Council's recent tribal assembly in Juneau. He says sales were about $60 million last year, close to twice the amount of the previous year. Reinhart projects about 30% more sales for the current year. Net income last year was under $1 million, but it was a third more than the previous year. Reinhart says the amount will increase as startup costs are paid off. General Manager Bob Hamilton says military and other contracts are due, in part, to the corporation's 8A status. That's a provision in federal law that gives minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses a bidding preference. He says the corporation began with janitorial contracts.
And now we're in IT, security, aircraft logistics as far as supports and service for aircraft, and we're actually in port management. So we've really come a long ways.
Tlingit and Haida Tribal Business Corporation officials say it employs about 600 people. Most of the jobs are in other parts of the country, but the corporation's hiring policy includes a preference for tribal members. Tlingit Haida Central Council President Richard Peterson made business development part of his platform when he ran for office 4 years ago. He told this year's Tribal Assembly it's still a top priority.
We're only as sovereign as we can afford to be. We need economic sovereignty. We need to be able to manage ourselves sustainably, not so dependent on the federal government, so that we can exercise true self-determination and do what we see fit for our tribal citizens.
Peterson was re-elected president at the Tribal Assembly. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.